Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of technology news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Investor news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. TU OTCQX-URAF Rapid SXTM targets RE bottlenecks with scalable solution. Ucore Rare Metals, listed on the TSXV as UCU and on the OTCQX as URF, is leveraging its Rapnology to address bottlenecks in rare earth element processing. The company is well-positioned as the Trump administration aims to boost domestic critical minerals production. Rapid SX offers significant advantages over traditional methods, processing REEs at least three times faster with a smaller physical footprint. Ucore's vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American REE supply chain through strategic partnerships and the development of processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit www.ucore.com.
Mission IR News breaks. Nutriband Inc. NTRB eyes clear development pathway for Aversa TM technology. Nutriband Inc., a transdermal pharmaceutical developer, has secured FDA engagement for its abuse deterrent technology, Aversa TM Fentanyl. The recent Type C meeting approval signals agency recognition of the product's potential to address unmet medical needs. This milestone covers the entire development arc from IND submission to 505B2, NDA approval, allowing Nutriband to leverage existing fentanyl safety data. The company's Aversa technology can prevent drug abuse, misuse, diversion, and accidental exposure. For more information about Nutriband, visit their website at www.nutriband.com. Investor news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYS American, TMX, TMQ, poised as AI and electrification reshape copper markets. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, is positioned for opportunity as AI data centers are projected to consume more than 4 million tons of copper by 2035, intensifying global demand. Through Ambler Metals LLC, its 50-50 joint venture with South32, Trilogy controls the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The district hosts volcanogenic massive sulfide and carbonate replacement deposits containing copper, zinc, lead, gold, silver, and cobalt. AI-driven data centers, combined with renewable energy and electrification, are reshaping copper's demand profile. With a 50% stake in one of North America's most prospective copper districts, Trilogy Metals is well positioned to benefit. Its high-grade deposits, strong partnerships, and supportive policy environment provide a foundation to meet the challenges of a tightening copper market. As the global shortfall looms, projects like Arctic and Bornite could play a vital role in securing future supply. Investor news breaks. XTI Aerospace Inc., XTIA, supports FAA eVTOL integration program, advances TriFan 600 toward 2027 demonstrator. XTI Aerospace Inc. has expressed its support for the FAA's new Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Integration Pilot Program, EIPP, aimed at accelerating certification and testing for powered lift aircraft. CEO Scott Pomeroy highlighted the program's importance as XTI progresses with its TriFan 600, designed to combine helipad and short runway operation with fixed-wing business jet performance. XTI has flown its Sparrow and Kestrel prototypes, is preparing its TriHawk prototype, and aims to have a full-scale TriFan 600 demonstrator by 2027. For more information about XTI Aerospace, visit xtiaerospace.com.
Tesla comes under regulatory scrutiny over jammed doors trapping kids. Regulators in the U.S. have launched a probe into Tesla after reports of jammed doors trapping children in 2021 Model Ys. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is conducting a preliminary review. For companies like Powerbank Corporation, working to build brand reputations, this scrutiny highlights the importance of vehicle safety standards. Green car stocks, a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, provides comprehensive communication solutions for companies in the electric vehicle sector. How data centers, AI, are driving copper demand in America. Copper's importance in modern infrastructure, including data centers and AI, is driving demand in America. The metal's conductivity is crucial for electric vehicles, solar panels, and wind turbines. To meet this demand, mining firms new copper mines and expanding operations. Exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., OTPQBHF, are also in the mix. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, syndication services, press release enhancements, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Massimo Group MAMO, how strategic expansion is redefining distribution. Massimo Group Inc. has strategically expanded into Oregon and Arkansas, adding over 100 big box retail locations to enhance market penetration. Their Vietnam manufacturing partnership ensures supply chain diversification and cost efficiency. Operational improvements have reduced lead times, enabling Massimo to scale effectively during peak demand cycles. This shift towards flexibility and diversification is evident in the power sports industry, with companies like BRP Inc. expanding production globally. By diversifying operations, power sports companies can better manage supply chain risks. For more information, visit Massimo Group's websites. This press release contains forward-looking statements and should be evaluated as such, considering the risks and uncertainties involved.
Investor news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTQB OTLC, featured in Network News Audio Release on Innovative Therapeutics Pipeline. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, is featured in a new Network News Audio press release titled Innovative Therapeutics Pipeline Positions Industry for Strong Market Growth. The release highlights the leadership of Chair and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu, known for developing Abraxane-R and Sinvoloc-TM. With over 500 patent applications and 75 issued patents, Dr. Trieu's expertise positions Oncotelic to advance pioneering therapies. The company focuses on oncology and immunotherapy products, addressing high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. Oncotelic also licenses and co-develops select drug candidates through joint ventures, owning 45% of GMP Bio, a joint venture advancing its own pipeline of drug candidates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at .fm/OTLC.
Tiny Gems breaks. SEC Media Corporation, LTRYW, launches Sports.com Studios in Mexico with premiere of original series. SEC Media Corporation, a global sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has launched Sports.com Studios in Mexico as a regional hub for sports and entertainment content in LATAM. The studio will produce locally relevant programming, starting with the Spanish-language reality series Maximo Football, featuring top Mexican athletes. Supported by sponsors Samsung, Wilson, and Jack, the series will debut on September 30th exclusively through Sports.com. SIG Media aims to drive engagement, revenue growth, and international expansion by combining trusted lottery platforms with original sports content. To learn more about SEG Media Corporation, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
GBE boss foresees the UK leading in clean energy. GBE Chairman Jürgen Meyer predicts that the UK will lead in cutting-edge renewable technologies within a decade, citing the country's potential in innovations like floating offshore wind. Meyer believes this forecast is realistic, considering Britain's advantages. As global demand for renewable energy increases, markets for clean energy products like EVs from Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDINI, are also expected to grow. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to various communication solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing brand awareness.
Micropolis Holding Co., NS American, MCRP, expands into Egypt and North Africa through exclusive distribution agreement with Arxio. Micropolis Holding Co., a pioneer in unmanned ground vehicles and AI-driven robotics solutions, has expanded into Egypt and North Africa through an exclusive distribution agreement with Aerxio FZ LLC. Aerxio will distribute Micropolis's unmanned ground security vehicles with the patrol platform at the forefront. This expansion meets the rising demand for AI-driven security technologies in the region and reflects global opportunities for flexible AI robotics. For more information, visit Micropolis's newsroom at the provided link. Green Car News Breaks, Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ B, reports $1.77 million in August EV sales. Bollinger Innovations Inc. reported $1.7 million in electric vehicle sales for August 2025. Payments were received from Pritchard Automotive and Ziegler Truck Group for Class 1, 3, and 4 commercial EVs. The Ziegler sale is seen as crucial for building momentum and cost reductions. Bollinger's lineup includes the Mullen 1 Class 1 delivery van, Mullen 3 Class 3 utility truck, and Bollinger B4 Class 4 chassis cab, all meeting U.S. safety and emissions standards. Bollinger Innovations is a Southern California-based EV manufacturer with a U.S. manufacturing facility in Mississippi. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at abn.fm/ini.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. executes a confidentiality agreement with DroneShield Limited to deliver counter-UAS capabilities for Nexus 20. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. has executed a confidentiality agreement with DroneShield Limited to deliver counter-unmanned aerial systems capabilities for the Nexus 20 platform. This agreement, requested by the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, builds on previous collaborations with Babcock International, Nokia Solutions and Networks Oy, and Ericsson Limited. By incorporating DroneShield's expertise in counter-drone technology, the Nexus 20 will offer enhanced CUAS capabilities for protection against aerial threats. The program aims to deliver 50 platforms for modern defense operations, combining secure communications and defense expertise to create a unique global solution.
Q&A with Alex Zhavoronkov, CEO of InSilico Medicine. Alex Zhavoronkov, PhD, founder and CEO of InSilico Medicine, has pioneered generative artificial intelligence and automated platforms for drug discovery. Under his leadership, InSilico raised over $500 million, started 6 human clinical trials, and entered phase 2 with an AI-discovered target and molecule. The concept of pharmaceutical superintelligence, PSI, envisions fully autonomous platforms capable of producing disease-modifying responses without human experimentation. InSilico's milestones include compressing preclinical development timelines, with programs like QPCTL and TNIK reaching key stages in record time. To unlock the next phase of PSI, Zhavoronkov highlights the importance of validated benchmark repositories and community reinforcement learning. InSilico's success in developing an AI-driven treatment for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis showcases the potential of AI in drug discovery. Zhavoronkov believes that AI-designed drugs could be available to patients within the next 5 to 6 years, marking a significant milestone in the field. The convergence of advanced AI models and validated task-specific models will be key to achieving pharmaceutical superintelligence, revolutionizing the drug discovery process. GetFound, your go-to digital marketing agency in Birmingham. GetFound, a digital marketing agency in Birmingham, is dedicated to empowering businesses to excel in the digital-centric world. They specialize in crafting marketing strategies that blend creativity with accountability, focusing on establishing online authority and generating leads. With a research-driven approach, they conduct comprehensive audits, competitor analysis, and audience insights to ensure campaigns are based on solid evidence. GetFound offers SEO services that build trust and credibility, PPC campaigns focused on ROI, website design for growth, content strategies for conversion, and social media management for customer loyalty. Clients trust GetFound for their strategy-first methodology, transparent reporting, and integrated services. By staying at the forefront of digital marketing trends, they ensure sustainable growth for their clients.
Unlock growth with tailored digital marketing strategies. GetFound, a leading digital marketing agency in Birmingham, offers tailored strategies to help businesses grow online. Specializing in SEO, PPC, social media marketing, and digital PR, they help businesses stand out in the competitive digital landscape. Their SEO services focus on improving search rankings and converting visitors into customers. With PPC management, they create targeted campaigns for maximum ROI. Social media marketing services help businesses connect with customers and build brand awareness. Their digital PR services enhance brand credibility and boost online visibility. GetFound's client-first approach ensures every strategy is tailored to unique goals and challenges, delivering measurable results for long-term growth. Partner with GetFound to thrive online.
Lexeria's technology supports higher levels of the GLP-1 drug semaglutide in brain. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces successful results from its fluorescently tagged semaglutide rodent biodistribution study. The study showed that Dehydratec FTS composition demonstrated higher brain biodistribution compared to conventional formulations. This enhanced brain distribution may lead to improved safety and efficacy of GLP-1 drugs. Lexeria's technology could potentially enhance the performance of current and future GLP-1 drugs by improving brain neurochemistry involvement. These findings support further research and industry partnerships to develop safer and more effective GLP-1 drugs. Telegram Signal Copier announces limited-time 60% flash sale for global traders. Telegram Signal Copier, a globally recognized automated trade signal copying solution, has announced a 60% flash sale available until September 30, 2025. The sale includes Starter, Pro, and Advanced plans tailored to traders at all levels. The Starter plan is ideal for individual traders, while the Pro plan supports up to 3 accounts with Pro AI integration. The Advanced plan offers lifetime access for up to 3 accounts. This initiative aims to make professional-grade automation more affordable and accessible, reflecting TSC's commitment to broadening access to its platform. Traders can benefit from automated trade execution, AI-driven features, flexible account management, and cross-market support. The flash sale ends on September 30th, 2025, after which standard pricing will resume.
Dot.i scales up. New hardware orders and Puerto Rico plant mark next phase of growth. Dot.i, a leading IoT and AI-based SaaS company, has secured $1.27 million in new orders for its hardware platform, indicating continued growth and market demand for its asset intelligence solutions. To meet this demand, Dot.i will expand operations at its Puerto Rico manufacturing facility by adding a second shift and capital equipment. CEO Ed Nabrotsky stated that these orders validate their vision of transforming asset management with AI solutions. The Puerto Rico facility serves as the central manufacturing hub for Dot.ai's innovative technology, creating skilled jobs and supporting various industries. Dot.ai's solutions offer predictive intelligence and seamless integration with existing infrastructure, driving revenue growth and operational efficiency. The company's expansion in Puerto Rico demonstrates its commitment to high-tech manufacturing and economic growth on the island.
Auctora rolls out first-ever electronic platform for CLO trading. Auctora Holdings has launched the first-ever collateralized loan obligation, CLO, electronic trading platform, revolutionizing the secondary trading market. This platform aims to address structural issues in the CLO market by providing transparency and improved execution for participants. Buy-side users will benefit from streamlined workflows and reliable data, while sell-side users will experience reduced operational friction. The platform offers 3 trading protocols: bilateral, request for quote, RFQ, and lists, with the list protocol bringing efficiencies to trading bids wanted in competition, BWEX. Auctora's CEO, Brian Bajil, expressed the platform's commitment to serving the market's needs. With a focus on reducing time associated with CLO lists and increasing secondary trading volume, Auctora's platform enables seamless management of CLO lists, integration with order management systems, access to historical data, and real-time trade and price data. Industry leaders like Moody's and Bank of America are recognizing the transformative impact of Auctora's electronic trading platform on the CLO market. Q&A with Daniel Salinas, Chief Operating Officer at Lakeside Software. Daniel Salinas returns to Lakeside Software as Chief Operating Officer, steering global sales, customer success, customer support, and business development. With over 25 years of enterprise IT leadership, Dan brings a strategic mix of technical insight and business execution. Lakeside focuses on giving EUC teams data depth, actionable insights, and trustworthy automation to deliver seamless digital experiences. COO's role is to scale effectively while staying close to the customer, connecting operational engine with customer voice. Lakeside helps IT become the hero of the business by providing visibility and intelligence to prevent problems and deliver seamless digital experiences at scale. Lakeside helped a major bank save $9 million by using endpoint sensors to determine only 600 out of 7,000 laptops needed replacing. Using AI and automation, Lakeside reduces tech friction for end users, increasing productivity. Leadership lesson: like hurdles in a track race, leaders must coach people over obstacles to drive cross-functional alignment and resilience in a rapidly evolving tech environment.
Investor news breaks. From AI to infrastructure, Global Tech Corp, GLTK, is shaping the future of digital enterprise. Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, is a U.S.-based technology holding company leading the way in AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. The company's mission is to empower visionary companies and innovation-led enterprises through strategic partnerships and technology integration. By focusing on high-growth potential enterprises with innovative solutions, Global Tech provides the necessary resources for success. Through cutting-edge technology solutions, capital access, and operational expertise, Global Tech positions its subsidiaries to compete globally and accelerate the adoption of transformative technologies across various industries.
Tech media breaks. Hospitality reinvented. Night Food Holdings Inc.'s NGTF end-to-end automation model. Night Food Holdings Inc., symbol NGTF, is revolutionizing the hospitality industry with its end-to-end automation model. By combining hotel ownership, robotics deployment, and culinary education, Night Food is addressing market pressures such as rising labor costs and the need for efficient service. The company's strategic partnership with LA Cooking School is creating a workforce ready for AI-augmented workflows. As the robotics market grows and AI-driven models become standard, Night Food's vertically integrated approach offers a unique play across property, platform, and people. To learn more about Night Food Holdings, visit nightfoodholdings.com.
Octopus Energy Group to spin off Kraken. Octopus Energy Group has announced the spin-off of its technology company, Kraken, to accelerate its global expansion. Kraken's AI-powered platform serves over 70 million accounts worldwide, processing 15 billion data points daily. With $500 million in annual revenue, Kraken has secured licensing deals with energy majors like EDF and National Grid US. The spin-off allows Kraken to invest in technology, expand into new markets, and drive innovation. Tim Wan has been appointed as the new CFO to support this growth. Kraken aims to serve 1 billion people in the next decade, transforming utilities by reducing costs, improving customer service, and advancing AI technology. A News Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCIBS AI, to present at Emerging Growth Conference on September 24th. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on September 24, 2025. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio will discuss accelerating access to intelligent infrastructure at 11:25 a.m. Eastern Time. The presentation will cover modular data center expansion, GPU as a service deployments, and ESG-aligned infrastructure initiatives. Investors, advisors, and analysts can participate in a live Q&A session. Blue Sky AI specializes in rapidly deployable data center infrastructure for artificial intelligence, offering scalable AI factories for high-performance machine learning workloads. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/bsai.
Buy these bargain ASX stocks before it's too late. The Australian share market is booming, but it's not too late to find bargain ASX stocks. Wealth Within experts highlight the importance of spotting undervalued opportunities before the crowd. Tips include buying unloved stocks, focusing on technical patterns, and approaching penny stocks cautiously. Examples like VR1 Group, MS Group Holdings, Liberty Financial Group, and OEC show potential for growth. Remember, cheap doesn't always mean low-priced. Market psychology lessons from Tesla and WiseTech emphasize the importance of rules over emotions. Learn to trade effectively with structured education like the Diploma of Share Trading and Investment. Prepare, study, and combine fundamentals with technical analysis for smarter ASX investing. Markets involve risk, so seek advice before acting on information.
Fortune Media and Great Place to Work name the Lifetime Value Company to 2025. Fortune Best Workplaces in New York, Best Medium Workplaces, and Best Workplaces in Technology. Great Place to Work and Fortune Magazine have honored the Lifetime Value Company as one of this year's Best Workplaces in New York, Best Medium Workplaces, and Best Technology Workplaces. This is LTVCO's fourth time being named to the Best Workplaces in New York, coming in at 10th, third time being named to the Best Medium Workplaces, coming in at 81st, and third time being named to the Best Technology Workplaces, coming in at 27th. Earning these spots means that LTV Co. has surpassed rigorous benchmarks, establishing itself as one of the best workplaces in all three categories. Congratulations to LTV Co. for this well-deserved recognition.
AugmentMe launches AI coach for focus and productivity. AugmentMe, a cognitive alignment startup, has launched WhatNow, a mobile AI agent that provides real-time prompts to help users regain focus, structure their day around peak energy windows, and support mental well-being. The app, available on iPhone and Android, utilizes privacy-first remote photoplethysmography to assess users' engagement and concentration. Founder and CEO Samir Yami emphasizes the importance of aligning tasks with natural rhythms to enhance productivity. AugmentMe's methods have been validated through pilots in schools and workplaces, showing significant improvements in focus, stress reduction, and standardized test scores. The company is also developing room-level attention-sensing technology for broader applications. WhatNow represents a shift towards human-centric AI interaction, aiming to improve how individuals work and learn effectively. SMEV has appointed Noah Wagler as the CEO and president, with plans of new division launch on October 1st. Simulated Environment Concepts SMEV has appointed Noah Wagler, an innovative Amish farmer, as the new CEO and president. Mr. Wagler has already invested over $25,000 in SMEV stock and is set to lead the company into a new era focused on regenerative farming and agriculture technologies. Under his leadership, SMEV plans to launch a new division on October 1st with a direct-to-consumer initiative that could bring in an estimated $12.5 million. The company will also introduce a new website and social media platforms, explore joint ventures and subsidiaries, and collaborate with established companies in the Amish community to drive growth and sustainability in the livestock and seafood sectors. Billion-dollar breaks, Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM, joins billion-dollar club spotlighting strong fundamentals and global growth. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian-based producer of silver, gold, lead, and zinc, has been welcomed into IBN's billion-dollar club, a premier platform highlighting established, growth-oriented companies with strong investor appeal. The recognition follows Silvercorp's continued operational success and long-standing profitability, underpinned by cash-generating mines, robust exploration efforts, and active pursuit of M&A opportunities. With a strategy centered on free cash flow and long-term asset development, Silvercorp is positioned as a resilient force in the global mining sector.
Colivor joins global leaders at DICE to address the cooling and power demands of next-gen data centers. Colivor, the high-density colocation data center provider, announced that Michael Fulkerson, VP of Facilities and Operations, will speak at the DICE Data Center Management, Operations, and Cooling West Conference in Santa Clara, CA, on October 2, 2025. The panel will discuss the impact of high-density chips on cooling and power infrastructure as GPUs push towards 1,000 kilowatt per rack. Panelists will share how organizations are preparing for these challenges and what innovations are needed for future digital infrastructure growth. Fulkerson's session, The Future of Data Center Cooling, will take place from 9:55 a.m. to 10:50 a.m. PST at the Santa Clara Marriott. For more information about Colivor, visit doublevoir.com. Blue Box launches ICE as a Service enterprise solution for qualified multi-unit convenience and grocery franchisees. Blue Box Smart Ice and Water has expanded its ICE as a Service solution to qualified multi-unit franchisees in the convenience and grocery sectors. This enterprise-focused offering eliminates high capital expenditures and operational headaches associated with traditional ice machines. By using Everest Ice and Water System's VersaVen TM equipment, Blue Box ensures non-stop ice availability, eliminating inventory shortages and labor waste. CEO Ben Gaskill states that the goal is to turn a flawed supply chain into a profitable asset for franchisees. Early adopters have seen a 100 to 200% increase in ICE revenue. Blue Box's zero requirements agreement covers equipment, maintenance, and storage, providing a cost-effective solution for franchisees. Search Atlas launches next-gen AI SEO tools for faster, smarter rankings. Search Atlas has launched its next-gen AI SEO suite to assist brands in planning, optimizing, and publishing high-impact content at scale. The suite includes Auto SEO for automated on-site improvements, Content Genius V3 for end-to-end planning, and Scholar for content optimization. With features like Topical Maps, Site Auditor, and Press Release software, Search Atlas aims to provide measurable outcomes such as faster production, higher rankings, and more efficient workflows for marketers and agencies. The platform's AI-driven tools help teams ship content faster without compromising quality, making it a valuable asset for modern marketers seeking compounding results. Tech Media Breaks, Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American, MCRP, showcases robotic forestry unit at ADNOC Safety Day. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol MCRP, recently showcased its robotic forestry unit at ADNOC's Safety Day event. The event focused on workplace safety and environmental sustainability, emphasizing the role of innovation and AI. The robotic forestry unit is designed for reforestation in areas affected by desertification and wildfires. Micropolis CEO Fareed Aljahari highlighted the company's commitment to merging robotics with environmental conservation. Micropolis specializes in unmanned ground vehicles, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Tiny Gems breaks Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ BNI, to enact 1-for-250 reverse stock split. Bollinger Innovations Inc., INI, will enact a 1-for-250 reverse stock split of its common stock on September 22, 2025, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. This move, approved by stockholders on September 11th, aims to help the company meet NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid price requirement. Following the split, shares will trade under the ticker BINI on a split-adjusted basis with a new CUSIP number. Each 250 shares will convert to one share, reducing outstanding shares from 126.2 million to about 505,000. No fractional shares will be issued. Bollinger Innovations stated this will be the last reverse stock split for the next 3 years.
Kwikset expands smart home security portfolio with Kwikset Flex Garage Door Opener and Halo Select Plus Deadbolt. Kwikset expands its smart home security portfolio with the Kwikset Flex Garage Door Opener and Halo Select Plus Deadbolt. The Kwikset Flex Smart Garage Door Opener offers connected convenience, robust security, and flexible control, with two models available. The Halo Select Plus Smart Lock features a home key in Apple Wallet and Matter support for quick and secure door unlocking. It integrates with voice commands and smart home systems. Kwikset is also introducing new style variants for the Halo Select line, providing homeowners with more design options. The Kwikset Flex Garage Door Opener will be available in select U.S. markets in mid-October, while the Halo Select Plus and new Halo Select variants will be available nationwide this fall. For more information, visit kwikset.com.
Why EVs could trigger motion sickness and ways to cope. Some electric vehicle drivers like Phil Bellamy are experiencing motion sickness, leading to discomfort during rides. Industry players such as Massimo Group, NASD Quamo, may need to raise awareness about this issue. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
A News Breaks, Wearable Devices Lilted, WLDS, spotlighted in Network Newswire, editorial on AI-powered wearables. Wearable Devices Lilted has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on AI-powered wearables. The article highlights the increasing global demand for touch-free wearables in various sectors, such as extended reality and enterprise computing. Wearable Devices is known for its Mudra Band and Mudra Link products, which enable gesture control and seamless interaction across different ecosystems. The company is leading the way in neural input solutions, providing consumers with innovative wearables for gaming, productivity, and extended reality experiences. For more information, visit the company's newsroom and ibn.fm/WLDS. Search Atlas expands Odo AI and bulk keyword research. Search Atlas has launched a new bulk keyword research guide and expanded its Odo AI capabilities to automate SEO at scale. The AI-powered SEO platform now offers centralized keyword discovery, content optimization, site audits, and backlink tracking in one system. The new bulk research guidance allows marketers to analyze large keyword sets, prioritize terms, and connect research directly to execution. Odo, Search Atlas's AI assistant, automates on-page and technical fixes continuously through the Odo Pixel, recommending recurring tasks to keep properties in top technical shape. This combined research-to-execution workflow reduces friction across the entire content lifecycle, enabling marketers to ship cleaner, higher-quality content more frequently.
Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, clears debt, targets full profitability by Q1 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BLNE, has successfully cleared all its outstanding debt, except for warehouse lines linked to mortgage originations, with the goal of achieving full profitability by the first quarter of 2026. In the second quarter of 2025, the company saw a 27% increase in revenue to $1.7 million, while managing to reduce costs by 40%. The introduction of new products such as Beeline Equity, Blink QC, and an AI mortgage chatbot has been announced. Company management has shown confidence in the business by purchasing shares, and they are set to present their growth strategy at the Centurion One Capital Summit in October 2025.
Tech Media Breaks, Wearable Devices Lilted, NASDAQ WLDS, WLDSW. Price is $4 million registered direct offering. Wearable Devices Lilted, a technology growth company specializing in AI-powered touchless sensing wearables, has priced a $4 million registered direct offering. The offering consists of 670,000 ordinary shares at $6 per share, with gross proceeds expected to be approximately $4 million. In a concurrent private placement, the company will issue unregistered warrants to purchase up to 670,000 ordinary shares at $6 per share. Closing is expected on or about September 15, 2025. Wearable Devices Lilted is committed to developing AI-based neural input interface technology for the B2C and B2B markets, with its flagship product, the Mudra Band for Apple Watch, leading the way in touchless interaction technology.
Investor News Breaks, Wearable Devices Lilted, NASA's WLDSW, prices $4 million registered direct offering. Wearable Devices Lilted, WLDSW, has priced a $4 million registered direct offering. The offering consists of 670,000 ordinary shares at 6 cents per share, with gross proceeds expected to be approximately $4 million. In a concurrent private placement, the company will issue unregistered warrants to purchase up to 670,000 ordinary shares at $6 per share. The closing is anticipated on or about September 15, 2025. Wearable Devices specializes in AI-powered touchless sensing wearables, with its flagship product, the Mudra Band for Apple Watch, leading the way in innovative technology for B2C and B2B markets. The company's shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ market under the symbols WLDS and WLDSW, respectively.
Beamer transforms live 4K sports broadcasting economics. Beamer Imaging Ltd. is showcasing a solution at the IBC Show 2025 in Amsterdam that addresses the economic bottleneck in live 4K sports broadcasting. By leveraging GPU-accelerated, AI-powered technology, broadcasters can enhance low-resolution footage to stunning 4K quality while cutting content delivery expenses by up to 50%. This cost-effective solution allows sports broadcasters to unlock new revenue streams by offering premium 4K subscription tiers, tapping into the high-value market of viewers willing to pay for a superior experience, especially during sports events. Beamer's Emmy-winning Content Adaptive Bitrate technology enables efficient compression by analyzing each frame to reduce file sizes by up to 50% while preserving quality, transforming live broadcasting economics for partners and enhancing viewer experience. Isotropic Corporation, OTCUBE-ZF, when 15 years of data creates unassailable AI advantage. Isotropic Corporation, listed on the CSE as IZO and on the OTCQB as IZOZF, is leveraging 15 years of breast CT data to develop a groundbreaking AI algorithm. This proprietary machine learning reconstruction algorithm, known as IZOVIEW, aims to set new global imaging standards. By using a self-supervised approach on X-ray data before reconstruction, IZOVIEW avoids the delays that hinder other AI methods. With trade secret protection and modality-specific training, Isotropic is establishing a competitive advantage in the AI field. As AI applications in CT imaging struggle to move from theory to practice, Isotropic's focus on domain-specific training, proprietary datasets, and protected algorithms is setting them apart in the medical imaging industry.
Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, prepares innovative ECG technology for commercial launch. Heartbeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has provided an update on its proprietary 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment. The company submitted its software application to the FDA earlier this year, aiming to streamline integration into clinical workflows and home monitoring routines. With plans for FDA clearance and comprehensive commercial readiness, Heartbeam is poised to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics. Anticipating clearance by the end of the year, the company's innovative technology could transform how heart health is monitored in clinical and home settings. Investors can find more information in the company's newsroom.
Gilat launches industry's first AI-driven network management system. Gilat Satellite Networks Ltd. announced the AI transformation of its network management system, integrating Model Context Protocol. The new NMS MCP acts as a gateway between the NMS and AI agents, supporting authentication and secure communication. AI models like GPT Series 4, 5, and 5 Mini are available for interfacing to the total NMS. Use cases include a NOAK AI agent for monitoring system health and an SDS AI agent for adjusting network configurations. Gilat's chief R&D officer sees AI as a business multiplier, enabling customers to innovate and manage networks with simplicity. This milestone demonstrates Gilat's leadership in SATCOM technology and commitment to customer needs. Stay tuned for more AI transformations from Gilat. PHEVs provide the sweet spot between gasoline and pure electric vehicles. Battery-powered vehicles with gasoline backup systems can act as a bridge between gas-powered cars and battery electric vehicles, BEVs. Referred to as plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEVs, these hybrid solutions reduce range anxiety concerns among potential EV drivers while introducing consumers to electric propulsion technology in a familiar format. Pure EVs are also improving with each passing year, and a time is coming when models from brands like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, Maymo will be as commonplace as other vehicles on the road.
Defense News Breaks, Red Cat Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ Widow System added to NATO Procurement Catalog. Red Cat Holdings, Inc., RCAT, announced that its subsidiary Teal Drone's Black Widow System has been approved for inclusion in the NATO Support and Procurement Agency, NSPA, catalog. This approval allows NATO member nations and eligible partners to procure the system through NSPA-managed channels. The Black Widow system, designed for tactical ISR, perimeter security, and overwatch, features a Teledyne FLIR Hadron 640R EOIR camera, weighs under 3 pounds, and provides more than 45 minutes of endurance. The 3-year NSPA contract includes options for 2 additional years, streamlining acquisition for allied forces. For more information, visit Red Cat Holdings' website. Tech Media Breaks, HealthLinked Corp., OTCQLYK, expands IP portfolio with new U.S. patent filings. HealthLinked Corp., a leader in patient-centric healthcare technology, has expanded its intellectual property portfolio with 2 new U.S. patent filings. These filings cover a universal patient identifier system and an AI appointment scheduling agent aimed at unifying health records and enhancing patient experience. HealthLink's mission is to secure medical data access and streamline care coordination. The company's cloud-based platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records into a secure, accessible location. With AI-driven insights and integrated telehealth services, HealthLink empowers patients and providers to coordinate care effectively while delivering savings on prescriptions and healthcare services. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Reports say China's use of fossil fuels could peak in 2025. Reports indicate that China's use of fossil fuels could peak in 2025, marking a significant shift towards renewable energy sources. This change presents opportunities for companies like PowerBank Corporation, NASDAQ CUN, FR 103, that are focused on the energy transition. Green Energy Stocks, a platform dedicated to companies shaping the green economy, offers tailored corporate communication solutions to help businesses reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.